Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Let's go right now to Israel now, talking about specifically where John the Baptist was born. Let's go there now in Israel.
Welcome to the land of the Bible. I'm David Sussman, your personal guide today as we walk through the streets of the beautiful village just outside of Jerusalem in the Judean hills. The village behind me, the village of En Kerem. En Kerem derives its name from the biblical village of which it's built on top of. That biblical village, which is written about in the Bible, is referred to as Beit HaKerem, which in Hebrew means the house of the vineyard, because this area was the agricultural center for Jerusalem during biblical times. En Kerem boasts a variety of churches, from a beautiful Russian Orthodox church to Protestant churches, Franciscan churches, Catholic churches. All of them are dedicated either to the story of the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth or to the life and times of John the Baptist, who, according to tradition, was born right here in En Kerem. The Church of Visitation is clearly a Franciscan church. How do we know? Well, right outside of it, it has a large Franciscan cross, which is the cross of which Jesus would have been crucified on, and then four smaller crosses, each one commemorating one of the wounds that he suffered up on the cross. As soon as you walk through the gates and onto the church grounds, you're going to notice three things. You'll notice a sculpture of Mary and Elizabeth, both pregnant, greeting one another. You'll see a beautiful mosaic on the wall of the church, which depicts the travels that Mary would have taken from Nazareth to Jerusalem. And thirdly, is you'll notice 55 plaques, each one in a different language, depicting the Magnificat, the prayer of which Mary would have prayed after receiving the delightful news that she was indeed pregnant. One last thing about the Church of Visitation. Once inside, you'll notice off to the left a small grotto, and inside that grotto, you'll see the words written in Latin, the stone of the concealment of John, referring to the story of the killing of innocents when Elizabeth took John the Baptist and ran into the hills, prayed to God, and he opened up the mountain and they hid inside. It's believed, according to tradition, that that was located right here. In addition to the Church of Visitation, there are some who believe that the meeting between Mary and Elizabeth took place at the main spring of the village, which is located here, today referred to as Mary's Spring. The last church that we have time to discuss today is the Church of John the Baptist, which depicts the life and times of John all the way from his miracle birth through his times in the desert and ultimately his untimely death at the hands of Herod. Recently, archaeologists have excavated the grounds of the church, and what they discovered were ritual baths dating back to the Second Temple period, to the time of Jesus, which allows visitors not only to walk through the land of the Bible and to visit places talked about in the Christian scriptures, but also to see what life was like for Jesus and John the Baptist and other characters that we read about in the Christian scriptures. As well as all of the rich history here, the village boasts one of the most modern and prestigious hospitals here in Israel. The hospital has one of the most famous worldwide trauma units. In fact, they even sent him to New Orleans in 2005 when Katrina hit. In addition, the hospital synagogue has one of the most famous series of stained glass windows found anywhere. They depict the 12 tribes and were done by none other than the famous Jewish artist Marc Chagall. I'm David Sussman, your personal guide here in the Holy Land. Thank you for watching this episode of The Land of the Bible. And on your next travels through Israel, stop in the beautiful village of En Kerem.
That's so encouraging, always to just remember Israel. Understand, God doesn't slumber or sleep. Mm-hmm. His eyes are always upon Israel. And when Jesus comes back, his feet are going to land on the Mount of Olives, mm-hmm. and it's going to split. Well, that's where he's going to set up his throne to rule for a millennial here on earth.
Yes, he will.
It's very, that's why you're seeing so many other things tried to come against Israel. I mean, God's going to defend Israel, but every nation will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat and what they did with the land of Israel. Be sure that you continue to pray with Israel, stand with Israel. And by standing with VFN TV, you're standing with Israel because we keep the light burning.
Amen. Yes, we do.
You know, for Israel, we have thousands and thousands of broadcasts that have gone out in segments, you know, letting you know what's taking place, including the entire speech of the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which you can see at the VFN Torch. You want to be encouraged again, hear an awesome speech of a leader again, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will encourage you greatly. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.